Masechet Midot Perek He, Mishnah Aleph. Now we'll give the measurements of the courtyard from east to west. Mishnah says, Kol ha'azara ha'ita orech me'a u'shmonim v'sheva al rochav me'a u'shloshim v'hamesh. The entire courtyard was 187 amot in length by 135 amot in width, if you don't include the walls. Min ha'mizrach la'ma'arav me'a u'shmonim v'sheva. From east to west, it was 187 amot, like we said, and here's the breakdown of it. Mekom dirisat Yisrael ahad esrei amah. In the space where the Yisraelim were allowed to walk was the first 11 amot of the courtyard. People who are non-Kohanim would gather there. They were not permitted generally to go beyond that point, so therefore we call it the Mekom dirisat Yisrael. Mekom dirisat Kohanim ahad esrei, next 11 amot were the spots where the Kohanim were allowed to walk, primarily used for the Kohanim when they were going to bring Korbanot. HaMizbeach, 32. The space taken up by the Mizbeach was 32 amot in that spot. Ben HaUlam velaMizbeach, 22 amah. Between the eastern wall of the Ulam and the western side of the Mizbeach was 22 amot of space where the steps of the Ulam were then located. Ha-Hechal Me'a Amma. The Hechal building was 100 Amot, as we learned earlier in the last Perek. The Hechal building was 100 Amot from east to west. Ve'ahat-Isre Amma La'ahore Bet HaKaporet. And there were 11 Amot behind the spot of the Ark cover, which is behind the Kodesh HaKodashim. So on the other side, after the on the back of the Hechal building, there was another 11 amot, and that all equals together the total of 187 amah.